You know what it is, man. We on, man. Ben, where you at, Ben? Ben! My guy's gone, man. But, you know, we're going to chop it up anyway, man. Let's get into it.
Welcome to the You Hurt Podcast.
I'm hurt, dog.
Ben and Joe break down all things Miami Hurricanes football.
Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no!
From hot topics to pre- and post-game analysis.
What he said dominate, and we not doing it.
You heard.
I put my heart in this, dog.
Yes, yes, we back, man. You heard, pod. I'm Joe. My guy Ben is out of town for work, man. He told me that, but I don't know if it's really, you know, I don't know if it's really that, man. He might have just needed a vacation real quick or something. You know, we gonna chop it up tonight though, man. I appreciate you guys watching. Please, if you would subscribe, hit the like button, man. Comment, hit the notification bell so you can get all the notifications when we post or whatever. And man, we appreciate you guys, man. You know, we're growing. We're growing fast, man. But it's all about this you all day, every day, you know. I'm not going to do this solo today, man. I thought about it. You know, I thought about jumping on here for a good 30, 45 minutes, man, and just doing this solo. But, you know, I got a special guest with me. You know what I mean? I'm going to bring him on. Y'all all know him, so don't act like you don't know. My guy.
What it do? What it do, fam? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A Black in the house from, you know, from Storm Warning / Maxed Out Show. You know what I'm saying? Yes, so it's all good.
Yes, the names are right there. You know what I mean? The names are right there, man. And, you know, thank you so much for coming through, man, and chopping it up with us, you know, taking time out your busy schedule.
It ain't nothing, fam, you know. It ain't nothing, man.
Yeah, man. How are the boys, man, the young guys?
Hey, man. They're great, bro. They're great. You know what I'm saying? They just put in a good lifting session today. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So you know everything is good, man. You know we ain't gonna talk too much publicly, but they're excited about
moves.
They're excited about some moves that could be happening. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. Excited about some moves that could be happening. And it's great to feel wanted. You know what I mean? For somebody to reach out and look at something and be like, yo, a couple cats like, yo,
yeah,
I send that to me, or like, yeah, yo, they can't be nowhere but X, Y, and Z. So, yeah, you know, bro, it's a good feeling, but they know no matter where the destination, where the journey takes them, mm-hmm, work has to be done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then they understand that. And I'm not worried about that. That's one thing that I don't think I will ever have to worry about.
Yeah.
Is them working, bro.
Yeah.
Like they're going to work. Fact. You know what I'm saying? They don't want nothing given to them. They're going to work for it. Then at the end of the day, they're going to sit back and they're going to enjoy the fruits of their labor. But they're good though. They're well. They're well. Man, I appreciate it.
So all the parents watching, man, do you see when I mentioned boys? Did you see the light in my guy's face? You know what I mean? You just mentioned the kids, man, and we light up, man. That's parents, you know. That's present parents. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know when you present in these young men and women's lives, it's a blessing, man, and it makes you better as a parent. You know,
no
what
doubt.
I mean? Just, you know, trying to you know, show your kids the right way and give them strength and give them support. That makes you better, man. You know, because I remember when I had my son, man, I stopped a lot of things. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Stopped doing right. a lot of things and changed a lot of my ways, man, just instantly like that, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, you're trying to set the best example. for the young guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I can't be out here wilding, but then expecting you to do something different.
Yeah, yeah, because they watch. They are very impressionable.
Exactly. You know what
I mean? They see everything and they hear everything, man.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So,
yep.
Yeah, that's dope, man. Yeah, man, my guy, A Black, man, he's joining us tonight, man. I really appreciate it, man. We're going to top it up, though.
Hey, look. I had this in my phone from day one. I had saved this to my phone when I first saw this years ago. And then I showed the boys. I said, you see that black father with his son? That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter the school, but that image right there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I like to see, that image right there, man. And I had this in my phone since that day, bro.
Facts.
Since that day, I had that saved in my phone and I showed it to the boys. I was like, yo, look, this is going to be me.
Yeah, that's three. Yeah. Damn, that time went so, it's ridiculous how fast this time goes, man.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I mean? And you know, We getting up, you know, we talking about, but this is real stuff. This is real, you know, this is real, you know what I mean? Yeah.
This is leading into what we're gonna be talking about, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good. Facts,
man, you know, my son wasn't ready. You know what I mean? He wasn't ready. He went to Miami he was 17, he was a young graduate, you know what I mean? 17, went to Miami, man, and made some poor decisions.
Right.
You know what I mean? He wasn't ready, but the lessons he got taught are valuable, man. When I talk to him now, it's like a totally different person.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? He sounds mature. He sounds just ready. All he talks about is getting that work in and getting back to it. You know what I mean? He's waking up on his own, going to the gym, logging in to get, you know, school work done and all that. And, you know, we don't want our kids to have to learn these lessons, but they're valuable lessons, man.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, it's like to a point, you know, I think like when they're younger, we lead them from the front.
Mm-hmm.
We lead them from the front. But if you study wolves in the pack culture, the alpha never leads from the front. The alpha leads from the back.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
He leads from the back to make sure everything is good. So like we led from the front.
Yeah.
But as they got older,
we started to
lead them from the back. So they can make choices and decisions. We just there to guide them now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? When we let them from the front, it's like, yo, we guided and protected, like just knocking stuff out the way. Yeah. Now they get to a certain age where we lead from the back and we just guide. We guide and we give advice.
That's
you know
fact.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, so, that's very important, man. I think where sometimes we make mistakes is, man, I talk to all of my friends are fathers, you know what I mean?
Right.
And a couple of them have, you know, student athletes or whatever.
Right.
And the thing I hear a lot, and I've been guilty of it too, is I don't want my kids to have to go through what I went through.
Mm-hmm.
So I give them, you know, stuff. And I feel like, in my opinion, I learned that that's a mistake.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's a mistake because we're giving them everything
and not making
we're not making them earn anything. And we thinking, you know, because we had to struggle, we don't want them to struggle, but that struggle is the best thing that ever happened.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? We need that.
No doubt. Exactly, bro. Like, yo, I don't know if I would be the man I am, one, without my hero, who's my father.
Yep.
In the struggle.
Yeah.
Like and like, bro, you know, you from up top, so you know that struggle. You know them harsh winters and certain things not on in the house. You know what I'm saying? Certain things ain't on in the house. And you got to go to bed fully clothed just to stay warm. bro, man. Like, yeah, man, I don't think I appreciate the struggle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I appreciate it. I always look back. I appreciate it. It helped mold me.
Yeah.
You know, it helped mold me. So, yeah, man, you know, I think a lot of some parents, they do a disservice when they just give
and not make them earn. No doubt.
You know, but yeah, man, you know, hey, but yeah, that picture's been in my phone since that day. You know what I'm saying? Since that day. And I kept it because, you know, I'm an advocate for Black fathers. You know what I mean? I love women. I came from a woman, but I'm a Black father. Yes, you know what I'm saying? And I was raised by a man.
Yes, sir.
I like to see Black fathers get they just do. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I feel that we don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
no doubt. No doubt, man. Good. No doubt. You know what I mean? I digress. You know what I mean?
I digress. Let's get to this Kane stuff,
Let's
baby.
Let's get into it, man. We're going to top it up. We had a couple transfers, man. You know, Jake and Ja'Kai hit the portal. A little bit surprised. Not really. You know what I mean? Right. Kind of understandable. You know, when people saw the young man from UCF commit, the center.
Right.
You know, people pretty much knew Ja'Kai might hit the portal. Right. Jake was kind of out of nowhere, I think.
Yeah, I would say that too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's understandable, though. You know, I understand both situations because if we're keeping it a buck, Jake, unless injury happens, you know, probably wouldn't be seeing the field on some.
No doubt. I like I said last night on our show, the Maxed Out Show, I said, you know, I'm not mad at Jake.
Yeah.
Not mad at Ja'Kai, right? Yeah. I understand. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, those young men have dreams and aspirations of playing college ball with the ultimate goals, making it to the league, right? Where they got the opportunity to change their life and their family's life.
Yep.
So, I don't harbor no ill will, no ill feelings because they did it professionally. They didn't talk negative about the program. They just made the decision and they're going to go. I think it's best for Jake because we know he's behind TVD.
Yeah.
He may have been behind Ja'Kari too.
Right. At this point. You know what
I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he'd have been number three at least on the depth chart, depending on what Emory Williams do during the spring.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he like, man, look, let me get out right now while the iron's hot still for him. You know what I'm saying? So he may wind up at SMU, which may be a good fit for him. You know what I'm saying? It's just like Ja'Kai. Like, people don't know, like, what Ja'Kai started 34 games for this program.
Son, Ja'Kai got a lot of snaps, man.
Yeah. Ja'Kai has put his whole thing on the line for Miami.
Definitely.
He played with one arm and one leg last year.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Ja'Kai has been nothing but the ultimate professional since day one, since he's got here.
Absolutely. And
you've got to speak to the young man. I've got to talk to him. Absolutely. You know what I mean? And he's as genuine as they come.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, he's genuine as he come. Even if I could say something bad about him, I wouldn't, because he's just he's just that type of young man. He's a character guy.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And I respect his I respect his decision.
Yep.
I want him wherever he goes. I hope he goes and kill it and get opportunity to go to the league and experience that, to live out his dream. So I have nothing negative to say about neither one of them young men.
Yeah.
Go kill it, man. Go be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go be great.
And I know the decision was tough for both of them, because if it was easy, they could have both been gone. You know what I mean? Especially Jake. You know, many people expected Jake to be gone to start the year. You know what I mean? Like, when all the rest, you know, when everybody else was leaving, a lot of people expected Jake or TVD to be in the portal, you know? And Ja'Kai, definitely, man, he's a Miami. He loved the program, man. You know what I mean? I remember I went to the Virginia Tech game this past year, and he was hurt that game. But he on the sideline, you know, trying to run. He's trying to work out his leg and all, like, he was antsy, man. You know what I mean? And you know, yeah, definite professionals, man. So you said you see Jake, you could see Jake going to SMU. Any other spots you could see him going to?
I could see him at SMU. Hey, look, I could see him at Appalachian State. You know what I'm saying? That's a good segue. That's a good segue into the next thing. You know what I'm saying? See how I did that? See how I did that? But no, I could see him at SMU. I could see him at App State.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be based off the offense, you know what I mean, whatever the offensive scheme is. Yeah. But I can definitely see him at any one of them two schools.
Yeah. And Ja'Kai is going to be coveted by many programs. You know, everybody needs a center with experience. Everybody. You know what I mean? With the center situation. So Ja'Kai's gone. We have one center. Who's another center? Are we lacking at that?
What we have Rodriguez, right? Was it Ryan Rodriguez? You got him. I mean, you still have Dennison. You have Jonathan Dennis. Yeah. We still have that's three centers. I mean, if worst come to worst, I think Cohen and the Merton. It got to be a dire emergency for him to go get some center reps. But
yeah.
I think we're good so far as the two deep, unless we're going to bring in. Oh, and we got Tripp there. We got the freshman Facts, so yeah. I think we'll be all right. I think we'll be all right there.
Yeah. And Tripp is on campus now. So
yes, he is.
Okay. At quarterback too, man, like Jake gone. So Ja'Kari, TVD, Emery.
Right.
Is Motoka still is he still there?
I think he is.
I don't think he left.
Yeah, I don't think he hit the portal.
You think we add a QB, a portal QB?
We might just for debt purposes.
Yeah.
Just for debt purposes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. All right. Leading into, you know, we had the segue. Oh no, we're supposed to be tough. But yeah, so we lost a coach. You know, we lost Mr. Coach Ponce. You know what I mean? Yep. He went back to his old stomping grounds, and he's going to lead the offense at App State, which he was successful when he was there leading the offense. Man, he had a great offense out there. Man, they were a problem, you know, in their conference. So, you know, do you think he repeats his success there?
No doubt. No doubt. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, I learned how to ride a bike when I was about 5 years old. Mm-hmm. I never stopped knowing how to ride a bike. You know what I'm saying? So he was going for a year. He's going to fall right back into form. And the main reason for that is, guess what? He doesn't have to answer to anybody but the head coach, right? He doesn't have to try to force his way or his advice on someone who's not willing to accept it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what was going on here.
Yeah.
Where you had a guy who thought he was swinging the biggest stick in the room. But guess what? Even Hall of Fame coaches, Jimmy Johnson, just think of the staff he had when he was at Miami.
Yeah.
You can't look at Nick Saban's staffs or any great football program that had great coaches. They had coaches on that staff where I'm pretty sure if they came to him with some type of advice or an opinion, they accepted it if it was going to help the team.
Facts.
You can't shun your peers off.
Yep.
Like, nah, because I bet you anything, he ain't shunned Jim Harbaugh off.
Facts. No.
You see what I'm saying? So don't shun this dude off when he has a resume.
He has a resume. He's been coaching longer than you, brother.
Exactly. That's proven. See, my thing, that's proven. He has an offensive system and philosophy and past concepts that's proven that works.
Yep.
So my thing is, like, no one's telling you to change your whole philosophy, but take bits and pieces of what this man has to offer and incorporate it into your scheme to make your scheme better.
Yeah.
Period. Everybody does that.
Yes.
Everybody does that. Guess what? Everybody took from Chip Kelly, right?
Mm-hmm.
They turned whatever they took from him, and put it to what they got and made it to whatever it is that they've started running.
Facts. Everybody. Chip Kelly, Mike Leach. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, man.
Look, yeah. Like Jimmy Johnson, first one to like revolutionize the 4-3 defense.
Yep.
Everybody started taking bits and pieces from it, right? Yep. It's a copycat league. Absolutely. And it's copycat coaching. So absolutely, it's all good if you take advice from your peer.
Yep.
But I think Ponce is going to do very, very, very well at App State. And guess what? Maybe in the near future, he may be back here as the OC. Who knows?
That's what I was saying. Is he being groomed, you know, getting a little bit more experience?
Right.
A little bit more, you know, feet in the fire, you know what I mean? And then possibly after 3-4 years, you know, who knows? Right. You know,
yeah, who knows?
He's back at it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he was coaching quarterbacks. Right. You know, in my opinion, if the OC job becomes available, let's see, has it become available since we've been on? I ain't got no. You got any?
Let me. Look, let me.
You might have got an announcement. You know what I mean?
No, I don't got nothing yet.
All right. So, you know, if that position becomes available, you know, I personally would like my OC to be the quarterback's coach. You know what I mean? If we could help it.
Right.
Possibilities, man. Possibilities not named Ken Dorsey, because he's not coming. So just relax. That's it, really. Possibilities not named Ken Dorsey, man. Who you think we got in here, man? Let's start Marcus Arroyo.
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. That's definitely a possibility. Why? One reason. He worked with Mario before. He was Mario's OC before, so that familiarity.
Yes.
And when he was with Oregon, he had Justin Herbert developed so well under Arroyo. He had 2 years when he threw for over 3,000 yards, had a 1,000-yard receiver and a 1,000-yard back.
Yep.
If you watch the offense, it's totally different from what we've seen this year or from that Michigan offense a previous year, right? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of spacing. There's a lot of motion, a lot of misdirection. Mm-hmm. The passing concepts are totally different. Yep. He wants to get the ball out in space. I mean, get it out quick and get it to his playmakers in space.
Yep, as you should. Yes.
Yeah, and what people don't understand, realize, like, Mario's not against tempo because Arroyo ran tempo.
Yeah.
He ran it at the right time, at the right spots. It just wasn't tempo the whole game, and you don't give your defense an opportunity to rest over there. You know what I'm saying? So he picked his spots, and he ran the ball. Yeah. You know, Coach Arroyo ran the ball because at the end of the day, you got to run the ball. Championship football, you have a running game.
Yep.
Georgia, Alabama. So I'm gonna say that.
Power Georgia, running Alabama, game, too.
Yeah.
Power running, man.
Yeah. Georgia, Alabama. Even Oklahoma ran the ball when Lincoln Riley was there.
Yeah.
You have to run the ball. Yeah. Michigan, even though they haven't won a championship, but they're still a great program, they run the ball. Last year, I think they had two backs for a G. This year, you know what I'm saying? Another back for it. Like, though, you have to run the ball. So he runs the ball. He utilizes all his weapons, tight ends included, from the slots to the outside receivers. So I think Arroyo would be a very, very attractive hire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I really think he can get the offense into the top 25.
Yeah.
You know, at Oregon, he had a top 25 offense.
He did.
If anybody who thinks the top 25 is here, you would take a top 25 right now in Miami.
Absolutely.
You would take that.
As opposed to a top 100.
Exactly. Because guess what? If we had a top 25 offense this year, our record isn't 7-5 or whatever it was. Trust and believe that.
Nah, not at all.
If we had a top 25 offense, bro.
Yeah, and coaches grow and get better, man. Like he was the head coach at UNLV. No, he didn't do well. but that experience is invaluable. You know what I mean? He learned how to, you know, be a better leader in that position, I'm sure. You know what I mean? I'm sure he's honed his skills to include, and he watches football like everybody else. He goes to coaching clinics like everybody else. You know
but
what
you
mean?
Know what? Yeah. But he, UNLV had the best record they've had since 2013. Under him.
Mm-hmm.
Under him, and they fired him. Why? Really?
Yeah, like UNLV was getting it popping at all, ever.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, really? Like, oh, yeah. You really? Oh, you ain't give? Oh, you not giving me your number? Oh, right. I ain't tripping.
Since Rand, what? Since Randall, didn't Randall Cunningham go to UNLV? Since Randall was
popping. Right. Crazy, yo. It's crazy. Man.
All right, so Marcus Arroyo, Scott Frost.
I like Scott Frost. I do. Listen,
man, I posted it and people talking about hell no, blah, 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 blah.
Bro, because sometimes these cats don't know what they're talking about, bro.
Damn, he drinks a little too much. You know what I mean? Yeah. He had that issue. You know what I mean?
I get that. I understand.
Fam. That man's offensive mind is crazy. Yes. He was at Oregon before Marcus Arroyo.
Yep.
He had them boys popping.
Yeah.
Crazy. You already know Scott Frost's resume, man.
Yeah, look at his offense at UCF.
Yes, crazy.
We talking about the coach. We talking about the play caller, his scheme. That dude, just imagine y'all saw what he did at Central Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what he'll do here. With the top five talent we're gonna bring in year in, year out.
Man.
And he runs the ball. He just don't throw it all over the place. Yeah. He runs the ball
effectively, definitely.
Exactly. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I think Scott Frost would be another great home run hire. Like, yo, I think he'd be a home run, bro. Like, I like Scott Frost. I would. Yeah. I would take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, out of the people who are available, I guess you can say. He would be number one on my list, man. Who's available? Like, who we had the opportunity to actually get? I think, you know what I mean. Because some of these people are pipe dreams, you know what I mean. But Scott Frost, man, I'm enamored with him, man. I think he would go crazy. He would have a crazy.
Oh, bro, he would go stupid here, bro.
Man, for real. Who's a who's another name, man?
Was it Candle? Is it Candle?
Yeah, Mr. Candle, Coach Candle.
Coach Candle?
We got 1A and 1B. You know what I mean?
That's another dude that I would like.
Yeah, that's another dude.
Like, if you look at his offense and his offensive numbers, what he does at Toledo.
Yeah.
Now you come here with this talent that we have here. They're going to continue to get here. Like he will go bananas, bro. But he's a head coach. So
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He's a head coach, you know. Just is it Andy Ludwig from Utah? I think he'll be another dude.
He's definitely somebody that's been on my list, but I really don't think he would
nah,
I don't know.
Nah,
he's an older cat, you know what I mean? I think I think he's good out there. I don't think he would.
Hey, look, it's funny, right? Now I don't think he would leave. But before we hired Al Golden, Utah coach Kyle Whittingham was a name that they was talking about interviewing.
Yeah.
Like, I like Kyle. Like that, that guy can coach, bro.
Yeah.
Like that guy can coach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He can coach. Right? He can coach. He could definitely coach. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about the culture fit, but my thing is, if you come in with the right mind, concept, and you're not trying to tear down bridges in that community, and you're still trying to, you know, keep those relationships with them South Florida coaches and not alienate them, like, you know what I'm saying, Golden did people, and all this other stuff. Yeah. Like some of them did.
Yeah.
Like, I think he would have been fine. But, you know, hindsight's 2020. That was 2010 or whatever.
A while ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's circle back to Coach Candle, man, because we got off that kind of quick. That makes me think something that we got off that kind of quick. Made me think you know something. But
look, I wish. Let me tell you something.
You know what I mean?
Nah, I wish. I wish I did. I'm gonna just say, you know, if the circumstances were different, I think he would have been here.
Yeah, because he was close. He was close to coming last
year.
Yeah,
yeah, he was.
I mean, but he wanted to look out for his. Yeah, we know the story. Yeah. He wanted to look out for his people, his staff, and everything. Yeah. But he hasn't signed an extension though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it makes you think. What's more important to you?
Yeah.
Being the head coach of Toledo,
yeah,
or being the offensive coordinator at the University of Miami.
Yeah, I really don't think for him it's about that. I think it really was just about looking out for his peoples.
No, yeah, you know? I'm talking about like right now.
Like now.
What's more important? Continuing to be the head coach at Toledo or be the offensive coordinator at Miami?
Yeah,
which one? Like, do you want to stay at Toledo and retire from there, or do you have aspirations of being a P5 head coach?
Maybe.
Which one would get you there quicker? Continue to do what you've been doing in the MAC, or be the OC at the University of Miami? That will potentially be maybe in the SEC or Big Ten conference in a year or two.
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah.
So I mean, it, like I said, it's all on what he wants to do, bro. But if he chose to say, "Hey, coach, I've been giving this a lot of thought. Yeah, I think I'm gonna come down there and run that thing with you. You know what I'm saying? I want to win a natty for the University of Miami.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, I'm letting you know. Hopefully, in a year, 2 years, 3 years, that could springboard me to a P5 head coaching job.
Yeah.
Like, yo,
it's all good.
it's all good because then if coach bring in some offensive coaches that you give certain titles to, like wide receiver / tight end / co-OC, and now he's being groomed. So when he go, you just move that dude right on in, boom, right there.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a guy who's called plays before. So it's not foreign to him being an OC. So he knows how to call plays. So, you know, that's just some wishful thinking on my part. But hey.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't be mad. You know what I mean? I would definitely embrace that. And I'm sure most of the fan base, you know, some of the fan base will have an issue because they just don't know, you know. But yeah, definitely. So there's another name. I don't know if, you know, you Tim Kramsey.
From Wake Forest,
Memphis O coordinator, man. He was previously at Marshall,
okay,
and they put up, you know, they was top 25 offense, and Memphis offense is crazy.
It was crazy
last year, you know what I mean? I think. You know, that can be something, in my opinion, you know, just looking at names.
Right.
I don't think it'll happen, you know.
Right.
Put it on record. But that's something, that's somebody that I think would be a good fit here. I don't know about culture-wise. I'm not speaking culture-wise because I don't know these guys.
Got you.
But scheme-wise, play calling-wise, man, I think because at Marshall, they had a 1,000-yard back. I can't remember his name, Laybourne, something like that. But I don't know if you're too familiar with you know what they did down there.
I watched Marshall's offense.
And it suffered because he left this past year, and that offense kind of suffered. The offensive ranking definitely suffered after.
Okay,
you know what I mean. But that's definitely a name that I was floating around. But hold up.
No, I don't know. I don't know what this is.
That's the move. I'm checking the sources.
Wish.
All right, I thought you was getting the call, man. Nah.
I think I'm gonna get a lot of them calls once once this move go down.
Yeah.
You know, once this move go down.
Yeah, we just gonna announce it. You're gonna have a announcement, a commitment announcement.
Huh? Of course, yeah, no doubt, of course. But the Wake Forest OC name has been coming up too. People been bringing him up.
What you think about that?
Hey, I like his offense. I like his pass concepts, and he once again, he's a guy who does not neglect the run. He runs the ball. People may be concerned with that slow mesh, but you know, I think he used that at Wake Forest because maybe he didn't have the horses like that as much. Yeah. Now he still may do it, and you know, he still may use it in certain spots, but I don't think he would use it as much as he did at Wake, but if you just look at his offensive scheme, you will look at it and be like, yo, it's wide open. The playmakers get the ball in space. And you'll be like, yo, if we had that offense. Yeah. So, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Yeah. You know, I'm so not married to a scheme, man. Because I remember watching Wake Forest at Clemson, right? They took shots down the field like every single time. And it seemed like it was a, because, you know, Clemson, you know, everybody stacked the box against Wake, you know, because they going to run the ball or whatever. And they threw the ball deep. I counted probably like 8 straight times, man. And the corner at Clemson kept getting a pass interference every time. Mm-hmm. They were scoring, they was beating them. And I just like an offensive any coordinator that can adjust to what's going on, man. Your scheme, you have your scheme, but you have to be able to move away from that when necessary.
No doubt.
You have to be able to do that. And if you can't do that, then you know what I mean, that's not coaching.
You got to be able to have that Mayweather mind, like what they say about Mayweather. By the third round, he got you figured out. He already know what you're gonna do, and it's a wrap after that. You're not winning if you won any rounds at that point. If you didn't, if you won one round, by the third round, you're not winning no more because he already got you figured out. Right. So an offensive coordinator that can make in-game adjustments and not have to wait to halftime.
Yeah.
Watch what they do on the first few series and be like, well, you know what?
Yeah.
I got him. This is what we're going to do. Yeah. And stay on that attack mode.
Yeah.
Keep that pressure on him. Yep. Like, oh, that DB over there, he's shaking. He's shaking like a stripper over there. And we going to him all day. Look at his knees.
Yeah.
Hey, ask the receiver. Hey, is his weight on his heels?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we going after him.
Yeah.
He keep getting pass interference. Now his confidence may be shaking. Yeah.
That's what they did in that game, man. I remember, yo, when I was in college, man, my OC, we had a thing where depending on who was the corner, if you was on a single receiver side, depending on who was the corner, we looking at the quarterback like, hey, we tapping that leg. You know what I mean? we going up top. We running that 9. You know what I mean? We going up top. And that's the freedom sometimes you have to have on offense, man. You know, we were talking to Malik Rozier, man. And he was talking about how James Coley, you know, gave him that free. He told them to make plays. Of course, you could read. You know, you go through your progressions, but at the end of the day, James Coley was like, "Yo, make plays." You know what I mean? Make plays.
Yeah, don't sit there in the pocket and get teed off on. If you got legs, get up out of there.
Yeah, as opposed to some other cats, one, two, throw it away. One, two, throw. You got to be so methodical. One, two, throw it away. One, two, you know, nah, man, make plays.
It's like, yo, we not robots. You know what I'm saying? You got to let your natural ability take over and get you out of situations. I don't care if your legs only got me 3 yards. Guess what? You know what I'm saying?
Second and seven now.
It's second and seven instead of second and ten. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah, man. Definitely. Any other names you could think of, man? I'm any names in the league?
I was about to say that, but I don't know no names. But I'll be like, just look out for a NFL name. But pay attention to if a name comes out. Pay attention, like, do they have any connection to anybody? Like, do they got a connection with Mario or someone Mario knows? You know what I'm saying? Right. So look for that. But you know, if I was a gambling man right now, I would say, you know, if the OC position comes open, I would say look for a Royal to be that guy.
Yeah. I'm thinking that too. That's something that I'm thinking if that comes available. So all right, so we got that. So let's move to the wide receiver. The wide receiver opening. You know,
James Coley all day.
That's
like
that's the only name.
That's all. James, look, give me James Coley. Make him the wide receiver tight end coach / offensive coordinator. Boom. It's a wrap. There it is, right there. That's all I need.
Slash co-OC.
And then check this out. Then there's been talk about Pop Cooney being promoted, right? You heard that?
Yeah. On the field, wide receiver coach.
Yeah, so you can make him co-wide receiver coach. Then that frees up a position to bring DVD on field as a coach. Mm. Wow, we killing all type of birds with one stone, bro.
so you said wide receiver / tight end coach.
Yeah,
we have a tight end coach, huh?
And you move him to off the field recruiting coordinator.
Ah, okay, because he is a hell of a recruiter.
Yeah, that's where he thrives at.
Yeah,
that's where he thrives at.
Definitely,
that's where he thrives at.
Yeah, okay. So we keep in a running back coach.
As of right now, I'm good with that. Unless you go get Tommy Robinson,
that ain't happening.
I mean, well, he was let go by Texas A&M.
Was he? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they wasn't gonna re-sign his contract. I read, but I mean, I'm cool with Kevin still being here. I'm okay with
Kevin
that.
Smith. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with Kevin Smith still being here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He can recruit. He's a good coach. He's a good coach, man. Yeah. Passionate young guy, man. Look, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right. Yeah. So you saying Jane Coley's the only. What if Kevin Beard?
Oh yeah, Kevin Beard. I don't have a problem with KB. I like KB when KB was the receivers coach here too. So KB, if James Cooley wasn't able to be, you know, brought here, KB is just as good. I'll take him. And you know what I'm saying? He's been out with Kendall, so he's been chopping, you know, he's been chopping that wood. He continued to coach receivers after he left Miami.
Right.
So I'm cool with that.
Yeah, that'd be a good look. I'm good with either or. Yeah, right. I James Coley, man, is I like that guy, man. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. But KB, James Coley can recruit too.
Yeah, he can recruit James Coley, his butt off, man. Yeah.
He can James recruit, Coley man. Is a assassin on a recruiting trail, bro.
Yes, sir. His resume. Yeah. His resume speaks volumes.
Yeah, anybody don't know, go to 24/7 and look up James Coley's his top recruiting list and see the names. And see those names that he was responsible for bringing to his respective universities that he's been at.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, no other staff changes. You think anything happens on a defensive side, man? You know, I'm hearing, you know, Coach Steele could possibly get on out of here, man, and call it a career. You know what I mean? I'm hearing Coach Strong could possibly slide to the NFL or slide to, you know, somewhere else. You know, what's your ideal situation? If if Steele was to leave, announce retirement, would you be cool with Strong staying on as DC?
I would. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But if Steele stayed, and Strong left, then you know you can either keep Steele, make him keep Steele here, coach the linebackers, because that's what he do. You know what I'm saying? And that opens up a position for DVD to be on the field. So, you know what I mean? So, I mean, or you go get another proven linebacker coach that can coach and recruit. But, and like I said, with the situation on offense, that would still leave a spot open where DVD can come onto the field. I think so DVD has, I think DVD's deserve, I think he's earned it.
So Adai is going to, so currently Adai is, he coaches corners and safeties.
Yeah, he coaches the secondary. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, you got you move a dot of safety and
corner. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Just how it was with T-Rob when T-Rob was here, him and DVD. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I honestly think, and this is just my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think we have our Corey Raymond right here.
Facts.
And DVD. Proven. I think he's our young Corey Raymond. Mm-hmm. Corey Raymond wasn't what we all know him to be when he first started.
Right.
He had to get to that level.
Yep.
I think we have that in DVD. You know what I'm saying? Yep. I think we have that in DVD. We already know what he can do on the recruiting trail. We already know what he is. And yep. I think he could be equally as good as the DB coach or the cornerbacks coach.
Facts. Absolutely. Yeah. That's a good lie. Yo, DVD is Miami, man. He's Miami
all day. I
mean? Yeah, and he's a good dude. He's a good brother, man. I remember when I was asking about, you know, where to stay at my, like one of my first times down there, man. And he hit me on the Twitter, man, and gave me some spots to stay at. Told me where to stay away from. You know what I mean? And
right,
yeah, man. He's a good brother, man, and well respected. And you know the recruits, the future Kane, they love him, man.
Yeah,
like, they love him
because he's a man of it. He's a man of integrity, bro.
No doubt.
Like
no
you, doubt. Like you cannot help but root for and like a man like that.
That's just
integrity, bro. And that's why it never shocks me when you hear these young men that he recruits talk about him in such a high regard because of his character. And his integrity, man. That's what you want.
Yeah.
You want a guy that's recruiting you to have that integrity, not some slime scuzz bucket. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna tell you anything you want to hear to get you there. But he really a crud ball. Like, you don't want that.
Yeah. And that you know kind of boggles my mind if a recruit is gonna disrespect that guy, you know what I mean?
Right.
Not him.
Right. Not him, man.
You know what I
mean? Not him, because that dude shows you nothing but the utmost respect. You know what I'm saying? He looks out for you, whether you at the school or you're leaving. He's going to do his best to make sure you get put in the best position possible, man. Like, I just think he's a stand-up type of dude. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Like, DVD's the type of dude... You know, bro. It's like, yo, what you doing in the bridge, yo? You from Harlem. What you doing over here? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what you doing? Or you in East New York. You like, yo, bro, what you doing here? Like, everybody know East New York. Everybody know about East New York.
Yeah.
But DVD is such the type of dude where somebody in the bridge or in East New York would be like, nah, yo.
He good.
That dude good.
Yeah,
yo, that dude good. You know what I'm saying? Like bro, he get a pass.
He good in any hood. You know what I mean?
Any borough. He good in any borough. He good. That's DVD. And for anybody to disrespect him, I'm looking at that dude like with the gas face. Like
yeah,
really? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like
you doing that to this guy? This dude?
Yeah.
If you do that to that dude, you'll do that to anybody. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's facts. That's facts.
You know, DVD is just that type of dude, man. Style. Like, he could go to any borough.
Yeah.
Like,
Jada said, I'll be in LA wearing any colors I want. You know,
right.
What I mean?
Respect. Like, you're going to get a pass.
Yeah.
We respect you.
Facts.
But, like, yo, but look, but next time, make sure you make that call. Make sure it's okay first. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Make that call. Make sure it's okay first. You got to check in.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, you got to check the temperature. Is it okay that I wear this color?
Word up. Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, I'm going to get, yo, man, I appreciate you jumping on, man.
It ain't nothing, man.
Yeah, you know, man. You know, maxed out show. Y'all on Tuesday nights.
Yes, sir. Tuesday nights.
You know what I mean? 9:30. That's past my bedtime, son. I got to be on a rewatch. Since Max want to be all on the west, you know, Max want to west side it. You know what I mean? Y'all got to come out early. Yeah, because that's like, what, 6:30 where he at?
Right.
Yeah, we got these, you know, we're about to get this West Coast 49er love this weekend.
You know what I mean? You know?
They got to do their thing. Yeah, man, and Storm Warning. You know what I mean? Y'all just be on whenever, for real, right?
Yeah. We got like a rotating day. It's like, we just there. But it's normally like on like a Thursday afternoon, we normally rocking, you know what I'm saying? Me and my man Groove, you know what I'm saying? So,
my guy,
you know, it's normally in the afternoons.
Yeah, I'm going to get Groove on, man, so him and Ben could go back and forth, man. Like,
if you need, you want that, Groove, he going to go back and forth. You know that. Yeah. He's going to go back and forth.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to definitely get my guy on here, man. He's supposed to come up to Charlotte and kick it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember him saying that. Yeah, he's supposed to be coming up there. Yeah,
man. Definitely, man. You know what I mean? I was hoping we was going to be in that ACC chip. So, you know, everybody come to Charlotte, but, you know, that'll happen eventually.
We'll be in that mug next year.
Oh, man, you know.
This year is 2023. So in December, at the end of the year, we'll be representing in that ACC championship game for the second time since we've been in the conference.
Yeah, I was at the first game, man. Me and my son at the first game, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? Out there freezing. Game day, college game day was out there. You know what I mean? He was out there freezing. But yeah, man, I appreciate you, man. You know, I'm going to let you go, man. And thank you very much for getting on, man. I appreciate it. Check my guy. A Blackout, man, Storm Warning, and the Maxed Out Show. Definitely check them out, man.
Hey, yo, man, appreciate you. You heard family. You know what I'm saying? My brother Joe. Anytime you need me, bro, I'll come on and politic with you. Kick the ballistics up here. You know what I mean? Yeah. Word is bond.
Yeah. All right, son. Hit me.
All right. Yep.
All right, brother.
Peace.
Yeah, man, my guy, man. That's my dude right there. Yeah, man. I appreciate you guys, man. I appreciate all the guys doing it, man. A Black, you know, Max, my guy Steve-O, man. Flo, you know, Flo's the architect, man. My guy Wholesome. You know, I gotta get Wholesome on so we can talk football, man. Coach Hayes, you know, we missing Coach Coop, you know what I mean? We still praying for you, Coach Coop, man. Hopefully you're doing all right, you know, just situation, man. And we are definitely praying for you. You're in our prayers, definitely all the way, man. And everybody doing it, you know, we appreciate the content. We appreciate the subject matter. We appreciate the love for the Canes because we all got love for this U. And we appreciate you, man. Hey, you heard Ben, be safe, brother. You know, we miss you, brother. All right, man, we out. It's all about that. You, peace.